target monthly income, which would allow you to have the things that you currently defer for retirement. And what you find when you quantify the finances required to, let's say, hypothetically, have an Aston Martin DB9, have a ski chalet for part of the year in Aspen, et cetera, it very rarely takes more than $75,000 a year. And the deferred life plan, in other words, postponing these things you want to do, the true passions that you have for A, B, and C, until retirement is a very dangerous gambit. And I'm sure everyone in this room, or many people in this room, have had close ones die or end life prematurely. I've had three friends diagnosed with cancer this year alone. Wow. One of my friend's daughters just died, 12 years old, from cancer. And I think it is very haphazard to postpone what it is that you want to do for a retirement that's 20, 30 years in the future. So the objective with the 4-Hour Workweek was to share the case studies that I found of people who were also, although they didn't label it lifestyle design, looking at how they could actualize the things they wanted to experience now as opposed to later. And that doesn't mean being short-sighted. It just means being very realistic about what you can control and what you can't. And unfortunately, death is one of those things that you do not have complete control over.
No, you don't.
Not to be morbid about it.
So, as you said, you went from working 14-hour days